From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, January 22nd, and happy 54th birthday to celebrity chef Guy Fieri. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. Family of a man killed by Cobb police in 2020 filed a $150 million lawsuit. Cobb School District to resume publishing its paired coronavirus tally. The state and Cobb School District finances looking good ahead of spring budget negotiations. Aldi opened a new Marietta store on Cobb Parkway. Metro Atlanta doctors paint a bleak picture of Omicron's toll. And finally, Wellstar has 329 COVID patients at hospitals in Cobb. Plus, we'll take a look around town with MDJ Managing Editor J.K. Murphy. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The family of Vincent Truitt, the 17-year-old killed by a Cobb police officer in July 2020, announced it's filed a $150 million lawsuit against Cobb County and the officer who killed him. The suit, submitted in federal court in the Northern District of Georgia, alleges wrongful death and civil rights violations in Truitt's killing. Attorney Gerald Griggs told the MDJ the suit will seek $50 million each for Truitt's mother, father, and estate. The announcement comes nearly a year after a Cobb grand jury found the use of force by the officer who shot Truitt to be justified. District Attorney Flynn Brody, who said it would be his policy to follow a grand jury's recommendation in any officer-involved shootings, affirmed he would not press charges. Cobb County Police Officer Max Carniel shot Truitt after the Fulton County teen brandished a handgun while fleeing. He was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital in critical condition and died the next day. Cobb County School District will resume on Friday its publication of the number of coronavirus cases among students and staff, according to Superintendent Chris Ragsdale. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the district has made those numbers available on its website, updating them every Friday when class was in session. It has not, however, updated its case count since December 17th, the Friday before winter holidays. When publication of district case numbers resumes Friday, it will no longer include a school-by-school tally of active cases. Instead, the district's coronavirus tracker will now post the weekly total of all confirmed cases.
It's your children's future.
Oh, yeah, children are important.
It'll cost you.
Yeah. Go to Texas.
Summarizing the economic environment ahead of 2023 budget negotiations, Cobb School's chief financial officer said the district's state and local revenue streams are very positive and that he expects a good budget. In a presentation before members of the Cobb Board of Education Thursday, district CFO Brad Johnson shared statistics of Georgia's rapid economic growth in recent months. What's good for Georgia is, of course, also good for Cobb Schools. The district gets almost 46% of its money from the state and almost 54% from local revenue sources, the largest of which is the district-levied property tax. In the year preceding June 2021, the state's rainy day fund grew from $2.7 billion to $4.3 billion. State revenue grew by 13%. The amount of cargo moving through the ports of Savannah and Brunswick grew by 20 and 18% in 2021, respectively. As for local revenue, the growth in the county's property tax digest in 2021 is expected, which will be announced by the Cobb tax assessor this spring, will again top 5% as it did the prior year. And sales tax revenue collected by the district has been stable and has been growing throughout the current pandemic.
Aldi salmon for the win. What?
Friends don't let friends pay too much for groceries.
It may have been a dark and drizzly Monday morning, but inside the Aldi store on Cobb Parkway, bright lights illuminated the pristine new building and its no-frills, well-stocked aisles. City officials and Aldi employees cut the ribbon of Marietta's newest grocery store, which had a soft opening in December. All that remains is to sort out the alcohol license, as the store's beer and wine section remains unstocked. The approximately 20,000 square foot store is at the Cobb Parkway. The property was formerly occupied by Houston Brothers, Inc., a used car dealer. It was sold to Aldi in April of last year at a price of $3.2 million. The German discount grocer has expanded its U.S. footprint aggressively in recent years and now has more than 2,100 stores across 37 states, including nearly 60 in metro Atlanta. The retailer claims it's on track to become the third largest U.S. grocery chain by store count by the end of 2022. Most of Aldi's products are labeled under exclusive brands. The few national brands offered in the stores are placed next to the store brands, showcasing the clear price difference between the two.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
5 months ago when the Delta variant was ravaging Georgia, doctors from six of Metro Atlanta's largest healthcare providers joined forces Thursday to pull back the curtain on the toll the Omicron virus is now taking on their hospitals. The physicians and medical officers from Grady Healthcare, Piedmont Healthcare, Wellstar Health Systems, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Northeast Georgia Health System, and Emory Healthcare painted a picture of an industry nearly broken by wave after wave of COVID-19 infections. One of the main thrusts of the joint appearance, conducted virtually, was trying to head off the rumors, misinformation, and outright falsehoods which grow in lockstep with each wave of the virus. Each panelist included, as they did in August, a plea for residents to get vaccinated and practice the well-known health and safety guidelines of social distancing, wearing a mask, and washing hands. If the public follows suit, they said, things might finally turn a corner. Marietta-based Wellstar Health Systems has 329 hospitalized COVID-19 patients across three facilities in Cobb County as of Wednesday. Of those patients, 47 are in intensive care, 27 are on ventilators. At Wellstar Kennestone and Windy Hill Hospitals, there are 237 COVID patients. At Wellstar Cobb, there are 92. Wellstar has been publishing system-wide data for months showing the number of patients across all of its hospitals. On Thursday, the company began breaking down the data by hospital. The data has been consolidated in one place to give the public more information about their local hospital. Across the Wellstar system, 70% of COVID patients are unvaccinated. Of the ICU patients, 77% are unvaccinated. The number of recorded hospitalizations across Wellstar hospitals has remained about stable over the past 2 weeks. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Trey Miley, manager at Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb. What's going on around town, JK?
It wouldn't be a proper Cobb School Board meeting if there weren't a few testy exchanges between board members and or the administration. Such was the case Thursday when the new board chair for this year, David Chastain, got a taste of what last year's chair, Randy Scammerhorn, had to put up with. Scammerhorn will tell you it's gotten tricky to serve as chair of the board, what with being responsible for keeping things moving along and on task, because you just never know when the next derailment is coming. Case in point, Thursday's flare-up came between board member Dr. Jaha Howard and Superintendent Chris Ragsdale. Ragsdale had proposed changing the sign-up process for people wanting to address the board. His proposal went public earlier this week. Howard thought things on this particular topic were moving too quickly. Quote, "So we're bringing something to the table and with a preparation to vote on it the same day that we're recommending?" Howard queried Ragsdale. For his part, Ragsdale was a man of few words. "Yes," the superintendent replied. Howard responded, "It also sounds like a practice that Cognia," I'll take a pause here. You remember Cognia, the accreditation agency, recently gave the board a slap on the wrist for all its antics. Howard said, "It also sounds like a practice that Cognia wants us to stop doing so much of." Would you agree on that? "No," the superintendent replied. Howard responded, "I see that you're in an engaging and discussing mood today," Howard said. "I see that we're having a hard time being adults." Now take another pause here and consider. We have a board member accusing the superintendent of not acting like an adult. And that's when Chastain had had enough. "Please, professional," he suggested. Not content with that one skirmish, Howard aimed his fire at Chastain toward the end of the meeting, this time directed at another topic that is top of mind for most students and their parents, the board's seating arrangement. Here's Howard. "We're starting a new year, and each year certain board members are kind of placed strategically at the ends of the dais. And it's just really strange, year after year, we continue being pushed to the end and marginalized." Now, for our listeners, here's a seating description. The board's three Democrats sit at the ends of a crescent-shaped dais with the four Republicans in the middle. Howard, a Democrat, noted the seating arrangement is decided by the board chairman. Quote, "Maybe we should find a way that maybe we can sit in a more integrated way, so that way we can facilitate better conversations," Howard suggested to the board chair. Chastain summed up his explanation of why people sit where with this: "It's not intentional to marginalize. It's just the way things have been." That answer wasn't to Howard's liking. "And I think you said it all. This is the way things have been," he said. Chastain let out an exasperated laugh and adjourned the meeting. Now, let's move on to something we can all agree on, the Civil War. Fans of the war, or as it is often referred to as the Great Unpleasantness, and the part Cobb County played will be interested to know of a new book documenting the Civil War in Georgia one day at a time. Day by Day Through the Civil War in Georgia is set for release next month. The man behind the book is Kennesaw State University's own Michael K. Schaefer. At over 480 pages, Schaefer documents what was going on in Georgia on each of the war's 1,630 days. And here's an update from the sick bay. Former Cobb chairman Mike Boyce is showing progress since suffering two strokes last weekend. Boyce and wife Judy have been participating in a fellowship at the University of Notre Dame where they audit courses, mentor students, and collaborate with faculty. In a class session Saturday, Boyce fell ill. Initially believing it was a case of vertigo, the former chairman was taken to the hospital where tests revealed he'd suffered two strokes. He underwent surgery Tuesday, was placed on a respirator and sedated in order to rest his brain and allow swelling to diminish. Sue Ballard Stone has been updating friends and family with social media posts and reported late this week that Mike is, quote, showing progress and responding, especially to wife Judy's voice. The Boyce's Fellowship at Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana began in August of last year and was to run until May of this year. Around Town wishes the former chairman well and a speedy recovery. And that's today's trip around town.
Ted's has been nominated for Best Burger in Cobb County. Head over to mdjonline.com/cobblife/best of to vote. And be sure to email tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.